From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
Grace, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. Let's have a look at these beautiful pieces of vinyl you've brought us this morning.
Well, the first one is a reissue. It's been reissued a few times, but usually by Soul Jazz. And guess what? This is a reissue from Soul Jazz.
Yay!
it's a song everyone knows. Every Clash fan in the world knows as well.
Yep.
I love how quite often during the segment, Amelia will pop in to see what Troy's brought from the crate.
Arrive
you almost need
doorway.
Some headphones so you can hear it too, Amelia.
This, of course, is the great Willie Williams, Armageddon Time. Originally came out in 1979, covered by The Clash in 1979. This is the disco mix version.
Oh, did they cover it in the same year? I didn't realise that.
It's Armageddon. The rhythm is, of course, the Studio One real rock rhythm that was done by, was it Sound Dimension or Soul Vendors?
I don't know.
In 1967, yeah. A lot of tunes have used this.
Let's have a look at that cover, Tess. This is a very cool cover. We've got a big cutout in the middle. Studio One, very prominent. Soul Jazz Records, very prominent. Right around the world, Today's Sound Today. The original.
Yeah.
Black and white, lots of lettering. Straight to the point.
I like that there's like a cutout where the centre of the vinyl is.
So you can see what it is?
Yeah, it's cool. Oops, sorry.
There you go, Vin Gordon on the trombone.
So how many tracks are on this?
Two.
So what's the other one?
It's a disco version. Disco mix version.
Disco mix version, okay.
So it's like the dub of this. This is it's so close to the original. It's still the same 2.5 minutes, but this one you would have noticed at the beginning some Space Invaders type noises.
Yeah. So why has Soul Jazz decided to put this out?
Because it's an evergreen.
It is an evergreen.
An evergreen.
This makes me want to be on holiday, you know, this kind of song.
Really?
Yeah. It feels a bit like summer.
Weirdly enough, if at the time that The Clash covered this, Willie Williams was upset with some of the lyrical changes they made. In The Clash's version, it doesn't say, remember to praise Jehovah. They said, remember to kick it over. And he was annoyed, but weirdly
enough...
It's
quite a different sentiment.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you want a white Englishman singing praises to Jah when
not
he's
really.
Not a Rastafarian?
No.
Probably not. I think The Clash were correct. But a few years later, Willie Williams cut another version, another vocal for it for a New York label, where he did use a lot of The Clash's lyrical changes.
Okay.
Not that one,
no.
Not the kick it over, but he put in a lot of Joe's ad-libs that were things like, it's not Christmas time. Well, yeah.
He's good at things like that.
Joe, he was great.
What are we going to listen to next?
Well, next, let's... well, okay.
I'm waiting for your call because I'll drag which one.
Let's go for Matthew.
Let's go for Matthew.
And the reason I say this is because one of the instruments, the only overdub in The Clash's version of Armageddon Time was sitar, and this new record from Matthew Halsall was all based on tanpura drones. So there's another Indian instrument. This here is the new triple album set.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's a big vinyl.
This is a butty piece of
butty
vinyl.
Butty piece of vinyl.
This is like a book.
It is. Now, this is entitled Oneness. Now, this previously unreleased, and it dates from 2008, where Matthew Halsall had like first started to come under the spell of Alice Coltrane's Journey in Such a Dananda.
Oh, yeah.
It's still... It's like the Gondwana group that you're used to. Nat Birchall, who we had his solo record last week, Nat's on this.
Oh, cool. Oh, this is nice.
And there's Matthew.
So this track's called Loving Kindness.
It is.
This is beautiful. So who else is on this? You got Nat Birchall.
I can't remember.
Bit of a mix.
I can remember, but we won't go there.
We've got Life, Oneness, Stan's Harp. Who's Stan? We'll never know.
You will. You just need to read the liners and find out.
Love and Kindness, Distant Land, Stories from India, The Traveller. And it's all composed, arranged, and produced by Matthew Horsall.
Right, so you hear from the track titles and the name of the whole thing being Oneness, you know what vibe we're going to be looking for before you even put it on.
Mm.
Sure enough, put it on, and we have that particular spiritual, well, you know, spiritual jazz vibe. Now, I said it was a triple album. It's, in fact, 3 12 inches.
Oh,
so
cool.
It sounds fantastic.
Yep.
And really cool stuff.
It's got a lovely cover, too. I always like the covers that you bring in, Troy. This one is quite simple. It's sort of like a raw canvas and then has two big black lines painted across it, kind of like an equals sign, but in paint.
Equals. Oneness.
Oneness. There we are. This has got a solid nod from Amelia from the doorway.
So Matthew Horsall is from Manchester in England.
Oh, cool.
Which is where
the Mancunian jazz.
Yeah. As is Nat Birchall, I think, is from Manchester too, we heard last week. The Gondwana label is Matthew's label, which is based in Manchester.
Gondwana, isn't that the continent from before?
It was a supercontinent.
Supercontinent.
Yeah.
But wasn't that the one that was for like the southern hemisphere?
Yes, it was.
So that's interesting that a Manchester-based jazz label, or, well, Matthew's label, would use Gondwana and not like Pangaea or something instead.
I know. It is weird. But I guess it's more of an appealing word.
It is a better word, yeah. Pangaea sounds like a health supplement.
You've drawn a crowd, Troy, outside the studio.
No, I didn't do it.
You did
Matthew,
well,
Matthew,
so yeah,
Horsall,
that's
did
true.
It.
Your selection, though.
Pangaea, of course, just suggests to me the Miles Davis live album from Japan, 1975.
What were you saying today was the anniversary of earlier?
Oh, today being the 26th
of September.
It's 57 years since John Coltrane recorded the Coltrane and Duke Ellington album.
Very cool. I love that just came straight
yeah,
from the...
Yeah, Troy's just got this random bank of facts.
Troy goes, is it the 26th of September today?
Oh, I know what that day is.
57 years ago today.
Well, actually, it took me a few fantastic. Minutes to work out why it resonated with me. But
you had
go.
To dig through all the other musical knowledge to find, you know.
Yeah.
Flicking through the files.
Yeah. Other idiot facts. So, Matthew Horsall, Oneness. It's material previously unreleased from 2008. He decided now is the time to release it, and I think it was a great idea.
Yeah.
He's put it out now after he's done like three sort of dedicated spiritual records,
mm-hmm.
and suddenly you go back to the beginning and you go, wait, it was all about that Tanpura. Mm. That's
right.
where the whole idea came from for him.
Oh, that's so interesting.
You know about what a tempura, I mean, you could hear it at the beginning,
it's
you know,
that,
it's a string instrument,
yeah, yeah.
but it's only used for drones, so it's like a, you know, in the similar way that real rock rhythm was the bassist to Armageddon time, it's
yep.
used as the bass of the thing. Anyways.
It's fantastic. This is Love and Kindness, Matthew Horsall. Oneness is the album. It's sounding very nice on a Thursday morning. Bit of sunshine streaming through here.
Now, we'll head a little bit south and you will hit London. And, of course, Binker Golding, who is half of...
What a name, I have to say.
Binker Golding. He's half of Binker and Moses, of course. There's been 1, 2, 3 Binker and Moses albums, one of them a double. The last thing we heard from him was a duo album with Elliot Galvin. And that was like a kind of out there sort of free improvisation. What was it called? Ex Nihilo is what it was called. Anyway, Binker's new album, Abstractions of Reality, Abstractions of Reality Past and Incredible Feathers. Now, what he's done with this one is a complete about turn, and he's put together a small acoustic ensemble. It's a quartet, and they're playing. Basically, the playing, it's sort of removed from London jazz of now, and that there's no real Afrobeat or hip-hop influence. Yeah,
right.
Kind of a post-bop record.
Oh, that's cool.
This is out by Gearbox Records?
Yep, when we know what that means. That means that, it's all analog. It's the Scully lathe, which we spoke about a couple of times. And it also, where did the tapes from this come from? They recorded this at Abbey Road Studios.
It's peak London, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of info on the outside of the record.
There's a picture of Binker looking very serious on the front, and then like with his hands over his face looking in crisis on the back.
I don't think he looks in
crisis.
I think he looks like he's holding his head in his hands, you know?
The piano player on this quartet record, you might remember last week we did Joe Armin Jones.
Yes.
The piano player on this is Joe Armin Jones.
Oh, there we go. So what's Binker Golding's origins? Is he a jazz school man? Is he a...
Well, by jazz school, if you're talking about... Remember we spoke about Tomorrow's Warriors, the program? Okay, he came through that.
Oh, cool.
He's about... I think he's about 31 or something like that now. He teaches at Tomorrow's Warriors.
So for people who might not have heard us talking about Tomorrow's Warriors, could you remind us what that was?
It's a jazz program which started in London in the late 1980s. Did I say Jazz Warriors or Tomorrow's Warriors?
Tomorrow's Warriors.
Tomorrow's. Well, it came out of the group Jazz Warriors,
right,
sort of headed by Gary Crosby. And what it is it offers a music school type thing, but as after school programs. It's for people, it's for kids who wouldn't be able to afford otherwise, or don't have the access to music lessons and stuff. That is what the program was. And,
very cool.
And a lot of the current London people came through that, Nubai Garcia, for example, Shirley Tete, Cassie Minoshi, I think, went through most of them, in fact. So that's where Binker came from. But the first time we heard of him would have been Dem Ones, which was his duo album with Moses Boyd. And we'd be about 4 years ago now, four or five years back. Super interesting musician, I think, particularly... I mean, if this had come straight after the Binker and Golding things, you would have thought, okay, yeah. But to come after the one with Elliot Galvin that we're showing his freer side, I think it's super interesting that you go, what?
Yeah.
You jump back to this kind of thing. And is it as expressive? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Just in a different way.
Says still hard bopping on
still
the side.
Still hard bopping. That's what it's a Gearbox slogan.
Yeah.
What's the name of this tune?
This tune is called I Forgot Santa Monica by Binker Golding, which is, I think, my favourite name of the day. How do you get the name Binker? Where does that come from?
I have no idea.
I wonder if that's a self-selected name.
It might actually be his name. I don't know. All right, here's Joe.
Really hear the slapping of the bass there.
That noise was actually the vibration of the strings against the frets, I think, wasn't it? Really cool record. Abstractions
Awesome.
Of Reality Past and Incredible Feathers. Some people might have a problem with a title like that or the title of some of the songs. Who cares?
Who cares? The music's good. Right, remind us of the three, Troy.
Well, there's this one, Binker's record, which is out on Gearbox. This is released worldwide tomorrow. It'll be on our shelves then.
Awesome.
As will Matthew Horsell. That gets its belated release tomorrow everywhere. That's the 3 12-inch set of his early spiritual explorations. I said it was 3 12-inches. There's a bunch of tunes on there. I'm not going to count
good
them.
Tunes.
You should have counted them, right? You like counting.
I do like.
And we started with the latest Studio One reissue of Willie Williams' Armageddon Time. The difference between this and the last time it was reissued is that last time they both versions were stuck on the same side, so it was like a longer piece. This time it split like as if it was released like that as a 7-inch in the first instance. But that is what you can get from Southbound Records, along with a whole bunch of other stuff, probably including what did somebody say was also the anniversary?
Abbey Road by the Beatles.
Dave's texted in to say it is the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road today. There we go.
So the special version of that is out tomorrow as well. Special versions, I should say.
Did you hear that, Dave? You can go and grab that from Southbound. Very cool indeed. Thank you so much, Troy. Fantastic selections as per usual.
Nice one.
We'll see you soon.
You will.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.